Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Like tiny rivulets of meltwater trickling off March snowbanks, small but growing narratives are beginning to flow against the tides of the opinions that have dominated the talking heads and writing hands for many months. Contrarians are popping up in more and more places to say, wait a minute, stop clutching your pearls and gnashing your teeth, things are not quite as bad as we thought. Item. The redrawing of congressional districts required every 10 years on completion of the national census is almost complete. For 2 years, the war drums have told us that the people in charge of the red states were going to gerrymander their districts so that they couldn't lose an election ever again and would become, at least in those states, a permanent ruling class. Well, the process is almost complete, and the result seems to be the fairest political map in 50 years, with an identical number of districts leaning Republican and leaning Democrat. In each case, it's between 216 and 219 seats, with 218 being the number required to win the majority. Item. In 2021, more than 440 bills designed to restrict voting access were introduced in the legislatures of 49 states. However, only 39 bills passed in 19 states. Again, the war drums relentlessly proclaimed the end of democracy as more and more people were stripped of the right to vote. Turns out, however, that A, most of the restrictions enacted, in fact, only removed recent measures designed to ease access to voting during the pandemic. Such things as drive-through voting and mail ballot drop boxes were unheard of before 2020. And B, as restrictions, they don't seem to work. Case in point, in Texas last month, they held the first primary since the enactment of what the pearl clutchers described as their draconian anti-voting laws. But as it turned out, nearly 3 million Texans voted, a double-digit increase in voter participation from 2018. Item. Since the end of World War II, we've been schooled to be afraid of Russia. It was good for the defense budget. We had to give it up for a while after the collapse of the Soviet Union, but we happily took it up again while Putin rebuilt the Russian Federation to, in his mind, its former glory. I used to have a dog who, when I spoke sharply to him, would yelp in dismay. We were and still are like that with Russia. Now Russia has exposed its full might to the world with this invasion of Ukraine. Its conscript army has terrible morale, is badly trained and led, abandons its equipment and the battlefield at the first opportunity. Its equipment is old, fragile, and unsuited for what it's being used for. Its quartermasters seem unable to keep the troops fed and equipped, the machines fueled, or the guns supplied with ammunition. Its communications either don't work, aren't properly used, or are insecure. I propose that we just stop being afraid of Russia. Its economy is 1/20th the size of the United States, and smaller than that of France. And finally, not an item. On the other hand, the narrative that should be scaring us out of our yoga tights and causing us to set up such a clamor that no politician would dare avoid it is the narrative about climate change. The accepted narrative is, well, bad things are going to happen in 50 years or so, and we need to do something really soon. The reality is that terrible things are already happening, have been for years, with ever-increasing frequency and severity, and no country in the world is making a serious effort to deal with it. So it's not a matter of don't worry, be happy. It's a matter of checking your narratives. Make sure you're being scared to death by the right ones. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.